Now, do you think that plan A was to parachute the monarch, Reza Pahlavi, the grandson, in there? Or it was really the Israeli goal was just convince Trump to get it started, and the plan is destroy Persia?
The Israelis were big fans of throwing everything at the wall to see what would stick. So I think at some point in time, they probably briefed like the monarch's son or the MEK or the Kurds or et cetera, et cetera. But really, at the end of the day, the Israeli goal was to get in there and hammer the regime, kill the supreme leader. And killing the supreme leader, I think, was twofold. I mean, basically, it killed the guy that was restraining the nuclear program. And so now there's a more compelling case to make that, hey, look, if they have anything that even resembles any kind of enrichment or any nuclear, you know, component, they're going to make a bomb. Because actually, probably now they will, because we killed the one restrainer. Actually, we killed several of the restrainers. I say we, I mean between us and the Israelis, we will all be blamed for it. But really the entire Israeli goal was just to launch this, to topple the regime at any cost, because they know the time is short. They know that they're losing a lot of support, on both sides of the aisle, in America. And so for them, timing was of the essence, and they basically work out the details later, get us deeply entrenched in this thing as fast as they can. And after that, they basically met their main strategic objective. Everything else is just a matter of getting us to stay committed to the fight.